Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 21st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. In Los Angeles County, the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations has dropped for the seventh day in a row and for the 20th time in the last 21 days. Public health officials yesterday reported 1,034 patients in county hospitals. A month ago, that number was close to 1,800. At Huntington Hospital in Pasadena, Dr. Kimberly Schreiner serves as the Director of Infectious Disease and Prevention. She says the drop in hospitalizations comes at an opportune time.
It's just such good news, and it gives a chance to sort of breathe a little bit to kind of get prepared for our flu season, which we're really encouraging everybody to get a flu shot. The fall and winter are going to be challenging, but we want people to be vigilant and careful and vaccinated, and I think we can get through it.
Officials say 315 patients are currently in intensive care. Experts say coronavirus hospitalizations are a more important statistic than case numbers because they indicate the healthcare system's risk of being overburdened. Long Beach City officials gathered yesterday to mark yet another grim milestone in the COVID-19 pandemic. On Friday, the Long Beach Health Department confirmed its 1,000th death due to the virus since March 23rd of last year, when the city announced its first coronavirus death. Over the weekend, officials recorded two more deaths. COVID is now the single leading cause of death for Long Beach residents over the past 18 months. Two of those fatalities were Mayor Robert Garcia's mother and stepfather. He said the city owes a debt of gratitude to its health care workers.
The loss of life would have been so much deeper had it not been for our frontline workers and our doctors and nurses in our hospitals. They are absolute heroes.
The city council is also working on building a permanent memorial to honor the lives lost during the pandemic. The man who videotaped the four white police officers beating Rodney King back in 1991 has died of complications of COVID-19. A longtime friend of George Holliday says the 61-year-old passed away Sunday at a hospital in Simi Valley, where he had been for more than a month. Holliday was in his home in the San Fernando Valley on March 3rd of 91 when he was awakened by a traffic stop. He went outside and filmed the LAPD officers punching and kicking King. A year later, the city erupted in violence after the four officers in the video were acquitted in the beating. Hey, have you seen all those cargo ships anchored off San Pedro and Long Beach? The backup is why the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach have extended the work hours of longshore crews. They need to get those ships unloaded and back on their way. Port of Long Beach Executive Director Mario Cordero says they're also keeping the gates open around the clock at one terminal and 16 hours a day at another so big rigs can haul away all that cargo.
We need to figure out how we change our mindset in terms of operations so that we could just focus on cargo velocity, because if we don't do that, then of course what we have is cargo volatility, and that's exactly where we're at.
The extended hours are just a test right now, but Matt Schrapp with the Harbor Trucking Association says it is a step in the right direction.
Additional hours are helpful, but at the end, there's underlying challenges that all of us in the supply chain are experiencing, whether it's labor, whether it's available appointments, available equipment.
Almost half of the goods that enter the U.S. come in through the ports of L.A. and Long Beach. If you're at the ports today, temperatures will be mild in the upper 70s after low clouds lift. However, it gets quite a bit warmer as you head inland. Inland Orange County, for example, will reach the low 90s. The LA Basin and the Antelope Valley will top out in the mid-90s. Coastal valleys in the Inland Empire will reach the upper 90s. And in the Coachella Valley, it'll top out at 103 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com, and you can always listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.